Welcome to Bracketology once again, the show from last year that everybody really loved, and by loved, I mean they didn't exactly tune out of it. Ricky Glavecamp here, BJ Walters, the same host from last year and the same host from the full nine yards, the show that everybody did tune off of. Yes, BJ, how are we doing?
They absolutely tuned us out on that.
How are we doing on this, well, the start of postseason play for Class B?
We're doing well, and I will just start this postseason with a joke that maybe only Ricky will understand, but when we were at the Fargo Dome doing Bracketology and my throat caught fire, that was the best for a lot of people. They emailed me this. That was the best part of the show for the whole year, me just not talking.
Oh, when we know, we pretend that we know what we're doing.
That's right. That's right. That's why I keep training our guy Vinny on. I said, look, man, you think I know what I'm talking about? No, you got to fake it.
Fake it till you make it. Like, people are going to be very surprised. Actually, no, they won't be very surprised when I make the statement of, I know nothing about anything outside of Region 1 this year.
The only thing I know is that Flasher, they might be undefeated. They're not winning the state championship. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen.
See, we make those statements now, BJ, and we always end up being proven wrong.
We do, but I'm very confident in this one.
Well, that's a conversation for after the regionals, and
it is.
That's not for a while. And speaking of which, the state tournament girls are up in Minot this year. What are we doing?
Yep, switched it up. I can tell you that the people in Jamestown are desperately hoping for a Carrington Valley City game, because with the other Class A teams that could be coming to Jamestown, it's not a whole lot of fan bases that travel spectacularly well. So they are banking on Carrington and Valley City.
I'm just saying, if you're going to have the Class B teams travel well.
All of them.
All of them do. Minot does not need it. Minot does not need that many people going up there.
I mean, I'm not sad because the Civic Center is a mile and a half from my house, so I'm not sad.
I mean, I am. It's a very far away from me. It's the opposite end of the state.
It is. We could send you to Killdeer.
Oh, dear God, no. God have mercy.
By the way, I never told you this in the fall. I think it is so funny that whole week you were like, please don't send me to Killdeer. I don't want to have to go to Killdeer. And finally, Botno was like, all right, fine.
And then I'm upset that I'm not going to Killdeer.
<That's right.
laughs> 'Cause it's like, well, and the way that Ellendale Edgley Cullum loses that game was just, oh, heartbreaking. I did want to go to Killdeer after that. Really did, but oh well. Yeah. Well, we're not talking football. We're talking basketball. We're talking Region 1 girls, Class B. And we're going to start up with District 1. District 2 will be segment number 2. We've already had our first games come by, the play-in games. Tri-State, of course, beats Barnes County North because Barnes County North doesn't have a varsity squad. They have a JV squad that they decide that they want to send into the district tournament for some unknown reason. I don't have an answer for you as to why they do that, but, I mean, they did it. They lost. So
why not?
Well, I guess, but it doesn't really help the program, does it?
It's another game. It's an opportunity
That's
to
true.
Compete. So
That's
why not?
True. That's true. They lost 52-33, so they did give Tri-State a little bit of run.
They did, yeah. And for Tri-State, I mean, it's not always a given that they're going to make a district tournament. So
yeah,
good on them for getting here.
Tri-State makes it in once again. So congratulations to them. Top seed. We'll go through the entire schedule of games here. The first game, it is scheduled for, where did my Gmail go? There it is. 3:00, Maple River versus Tri-State. And, Tri-State, thanks for coming. We'll see you playing on Saturday.
It's, you know, one common theme in Region 1 that I think is going to be talked about this entire month is the absolutely just brutal nature of the injuries suffered by the number one seed.
Yes.
Maple River doesn't have Violet Richmond. Mm-hmm. Lamore Litchfield Marion in District 2, that's the number one seed over there. They don't have Annika Lesko. Now, the advantage I think the Raiders have, Ricky, is that I think it's, what, 7-8 games now that they've played without her, and they have not lost. So
they have lost one. They lost Griggs McCoda.
That's right. They lost to Griggs McCoda. But they have played enough games where you never get used to playing without a talent like Violet Richmond, but they've at least been able to adapt their style to best suit what is still out there.
Yeah, they beat Winemere Lidgewood immediately after, 50-42. They did lose, so they lost two games, one to Griggs McCoda, one to Hatton Northwood, 47-40, but they sweep aside the rest of the district, and it's not even really close for the rest of the district. Sargent County was the only team that was within 15, and that was after the Winemere Lidgewood game. That was a 60-48 game, which that's after they start getting slotted in. Okay, we're without Richmond. We're going to be without Richmond for a while. So, I mean, Maple River, they're the team to beat, obviously, in this district. And Tri-State's definitely going to be playing at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, and another thing, you mentioned they lost to Hatton Northwood. Let me go on record as saying Hatton Northwood's going to make it to state this year, and they have one senior on the roster, and she does not start.
Oh, my heart just skipped a beat.
Yeah. Whoa. Hatton Northwood's going to be loaded next year.
That is terrifying to see. Well, Maple River onward. So it's game number two here. Hankinson versus Winemere Lidgerwood. Now, this is interesting for me because I've been just remembering year in, year out for the last several years here that Hankinson, they conjoined with Winemere Lidgerwood a couple years ago to stay competitive. That. They go to three classes. They come into three classes, and they last 2 years, they're playing in play-in games against Barnes County North and getting eliminated by Maple River in the first round both those 2 years. Now, hey, they're playing as a 4 seed against the 5 seed Winemere Lidgerwood, a rival school, a very close rival school for them, too.
And it's a Hankinson team that's already beaten Winemere Lidgerwood twice, at home by 10 and on the road by a deuce, and they've only given up 40 and 41 points in those two games. Fascinating game because it's hard to beat a team 3 times in 1 year, especially when the games are that close.
Well, you remember the Oaks boys last year. They struggled to beat Hankinson 3 times in a row.
That's right. I mean, it's really hard to do. I still think, look, at the end of the day, I think Hankinson is a slightly better basketball team than Winemere Lidgerwood, as is evidenced by this being the 4-5 game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take Hankinson. It's tough. I mean, looking at paper, in the points per game, Winemere Lidgerwood does edge them out by a point. They also give up less points per game. But I'm still going to go Hankinson. I think Hankinson advances on Winemere Lidgerwood. We'll go on to play at 3 o'clock on Saturday and then beat Tri-State to play at 4:30 on the final on Monday. Because we can just
keep in mind, when you're talking about points allowed for Winemere Lidgerwood, there's that game with Warwick on there.
Mm.
And that skews numbers heavily. Warwick lost to Winemere Lidgerwood 63-5.
Yeah, I don't even know how that's even a basketball score.
Well,
how does that happen?
I can make it sound a little worse if you want.
Oh, God. How can you manage that?
Well, the day before is the day we got that huge snowstorm, and day one of the Barnes County tournament was wiped out. Do you remember who was scheduled to play in day one of the Barnes County tournament, Ricky?
I see that it's scheduled here as Northern Cass.
Yeah, for Winemere Lidgerwood. Warwick was supposed to play Valley City.
Oh,
that would have been 100-10 effortlessly.
Goodness gracious.
I don't know why that was going to happen. I think there's obviously questions that have to be asked about that, but I'm glad that game didn't happen.
Yeah, I am. I think everybody's glad that game just didn't happen. My goodness, that'd have been, oh, poor Warwick.
Yeah, and they ended up canceling their season towards the end of it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes complete and total sense. All right, so we both have Hankinson advancing on to play Maple River. We'll talk about that in a second here. Sargent County and Oaks. Oaks this year, been following them all year. They just struggle shooting, BJ. They struggle shooting and they struggle with the turnovers.
Yeah, their offensive numbers are really difficult to look at this year. I mean, really difficult to look at. They, even in some of their wins, they beat Cavalier 35-28. They beat Lisbon 37-15. It's been a rough year.
It has been a rough year for the Tornadoes. It's been a down year. And you're coming off of a year, I mean, you're losing, let's see, you lose Brianna Schmitz, you lose Molly Sitzler, you lose Cassidy Jackson, you lose three big names, you lose some more, too, from last year to this year. It's you have no starters from last year. It's kind of like the way that the Tornadoes were with volleyball. I mean, you're building basically a brand new team from scratch.
And when these two teams played in the regular season in Milner, it was 49-24 Sargent County.
Well, and here's the thing, BJ, the reason that these scores get all so wonky, like even against Medina Pingree Buchanan, they come out flat. The Tornadoes come out flat and they lose it in the first quarter. And then the rest of the game, they're playing right with the team, which is insane, but they're down by 20 already and they just can't come back from that.
I mean, I'm just going to go down the list here. There's a game of 22, 37, 25, 34, 35, 24, 17, 27, 26. That's a lot of struggling to put the biscuit in the basket.
Yeah, it has been a lot of struggling to put the ball in the bucket. The shooting hasn't been great. And for that reason, Sargent County will beat the Tornadoes at 6 o'clock on or tonight. They'll just advance on.
So. I agree. And this is the last hoorah for Carly Cadoon. So she's going to want to go out on a high.
Yeah, Carly Cadoon is going to want to go out with a kaboom.
That's right.
So Sargent County advances
from
on.
Cadoon, you have got to use that at the regional tournament.
I have used that ever since she started playing, BJ.
Good.
All right,
You'd be doing a disservice if you hadn't.
I would be. Let's see. We have Richland and Enderlin to wrap up day one here. And, I mean, not much to say. Enderlin, 9-9 team, they're middle of the road. Richland, 9-10 team, middle of the road. I mean, it could technically go either way, but I think Richland does end up winning this game.
Well, here's the thing with Richland. They win close games, right? They beat Cavalier by 5. They beat Wymer Ledgerwood by 2 in overtime. 2 weeks ago, they beat Enderlin by 5. At home. You know what?
It could be an upset.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the Enderlin Eagles.
You take the Eagles on through.
Enderlin.
I'm taking the Colts on through because I don't think it's going to matter too much on Saturday. So we've already figured out one of the region qualifiers game, sort of. We figured out Wymer Ledgerwood is going to be going on playing 4:30. I'm going to say either way, Oaks is out. 4:30 on Saturday.
Going to agree, although if Oaks plays Enderlin, I think that is a much better opportunity for the Tornadoes. Even though they lost by 20 at home and only scored 26 points, I think Oaks would rather see Enderlin than Richland.
Yes, Oaks would rather see Enderlin than Richland every day of the week. I mean, that's just what it is. You'd rather see Enderlin. Always, everywhere. So... either way, I think either Richland or Enderlin is playing. I'm saying Richland is playing in that region qualifier game. We go back to the semifinals. Enderlin. Maple River and Hankinson, we both have. I have Maple River advancing on.
I have Maple River advancing on, mainly because they have the Satrum girl, and Hankinson has no one that can guard her.
Yeah, so Maple River advances on to the championship. Hankinson goes to play against, you have Enderlin, or you have Richland, I have Enderlin. I say Hankinson beats. I think Hankinson beats Enderlin, but if it's Richland, I have Richland.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think Richland would beat Hankinson. I also have Sargent County in the final against Maple River as well.
Me too. I have Sargent County in there as well. So that means Hank or Wymer Ledgerwood will be playing against either. Sarge or against Richland or Enderlin. I have
Well, no, they'd be playing against...
Winemere-Lidgerwood.
Winemere-Lidgerwood would play the loser of...
Sargent County and Richland.
That's right.
So it's either, I have Richland, so I'd have Richland against Winemere-Lidgerwood if it's Richland. If it's Richland, I think Richland... Ooh, let's see. What did they do this year with each other?
They played once, and it went to overtime, and Richland won by 2, 40-38.
I will pick Winemere-Lidgerwood. They get revenge for that game.
All right.
And if it's Enderlin, Winemere-Lidgerwood, I think, beats Enderlin.
Keep in mind one other thing that matters right now. Winemere-Lidgerwood's hot. They've won 6 out of 7.
Yep, they are hot. So see how that goes today as well.
So here's what I have. I have Maple River 1, Sargent County 2.
Yep.
I have Richland 3 and Winemere-Lidgerwood 4.
Let's see. I would have Maple River 1, Sargent County 2. I'd have, it would be Richland 3, Richland 3, and then Enderlin would be, no, Hankinson would be 4.
So you have it the way that it is by seed. You have chalk.
Yep, I have chalk. So that's what we got for District 1. District 2 is coming up next here on Bracketology.